Call a meeting to order. Stand for the pledge, please. I'll ask Kelly to lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. Highway.
Well, trying to split up to inform many of you guys of that little accident at the intersection of Cannon and White Road. And failed to see a car and backed into it. No bodies damaged. Car is, but who was technically at fault, don't really know.
Well, that's kind of up in the air, I guess. But I know the insurance company's gonna definitely investigate it. And I understand he got a ticket out of it.
Yeah.
I don't really understand that. Emergency vehicle, I mean, the vehicle, they're supposed to stay clear.
It didn't sound, he had to hurry up, go to another call. And we waited over an hour for him to get him to come from another one, but it didn't sound like it was much.
No.
I don't know.
Wow. Unsafe backing, I mean, it doesn't really matter. I mean, it's still gonna have something on his record. I informed our lawyer and he knows about it. We'll send him a copy of the ticket and see what he says about it. Because I mean, you got a vehicle with lights, emergency lights and stuff. I mean, he should have been close enough to back in. You know, I don't, did he back into it or did he hit it with the wing? I heard kind of two different stories.
Well, when he backed up, the edge of the wing cut the side of the car. He was kind of going crossways. Mm-hmm. I think she was against the bank. They were moved over on the firehouse parking lot when I got there. But.
Oh.
Was he backing into an intersection? Backing like off?
Yeah, he dumped off the White Road, backing back up.
To get another bike? Well, yeah, you gotta.
Some give you a break, some don't. And you just
right.
Didn't okay. See it.
No. Well, we'll leave that up to the insurance company. And
that's what I said, it's an accident.
And the lawyer, let them run the course.
Some things people don't understand in them trucks, that it's not a pickup, it's not.
No. No, you're right. They need to respect them, that's for sure. A lot of them don't, they're just in a hurry to go. But yeah, you know, there's a few protocols that should have been done also that didn't. And I know you're in the midst of a storm, but protocols, the insurance company need to be called right off. I mean, I would like to have known, he should have went down and got tested.
Yeah, I didn't even, the way we were running that morning, it was my fault. I didn't even think about it. It just.
Okay. I don't know if you know what we got the check yesterday. I think it was the one that burnt. We did finally get the check for it. $6,841. So they did us all right.
Yeah.
So.
The late parts are going when I need it. There was a couple parts. I talked to you about it, but.
Mm-hmm.
They were, according to the new procedure I was supposed to get permission, I didn't, they're truck parts.
Yeah, that Peterbilt.
One truck was broke, you don't know what the bill's gonna be. Mm-hmm. The other one, the spring is broke. When it comes to emergency parts, put the truck back in the road.
Yeah, well, I told you go ahead on the Peterbilt, it needs to be fixed.
There was one for a spring.
Yeah.
The only place you can get.
The Army truck, you said, eh? Yeah. So, okay.
Some of that stuff, it's just a matter of, at one point we had three trucks broke.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing I want to talk about. We've got a check from the from the county for tax money, $110,775. It's not earmarked for anything. I'd like to start a truck fund with it. And you said, what, 3 years it's taken to get a truck now?
Peterbilt still has the two I talked to you about.
Do they? We really don't have the money right now, but I'm thinking if we have to order it for, you know, takes us 3 years, then we'll have the money ready in 3 years to pay for it. We got $110,000 to get started on it.
Peterbilt we got now, we put between last year and the year before, it was $15,000. And I believe the bill was right around $5,000 this time.
Yeah. What is it, why is it getting another Peterbilt?
Well, it's this motor with the first DPF system. That's why it's, and it's gonna be $5,000 every year, basically what Caterpillar told them. The part that they changed is a yearly, because that's what we just did a year and a half ago.
Right, I know, it was what, $15,000?
It's gonna be, they said it's a yearly wear, and be prepared. I didn't know if we auction that off now. Use that, well, the truck from Beat McDown, their meeting's tonight. That 99 for 10 grand, they're supposed to figure out. That's what I didn't know if we still.
But do they have their other one? Did they have their other one?
No one came last week.
Did it come? Okay, okay.
Because that's, if we put, I can advertise that one right now. We don't have to sell it.
Let's see, what they'll give you on the trade.
And if we get, Norman figured $40,000, that's all you're gonna get.
That's all?
Well, it's that DEF system. If you're lucky enough to get a private guy to buy it and delete it, it might get more. There's no guarantee. But we can sell it, or we can put it on the auction, not cost us a dime. We don't have to sell it. Just like any of the other stuff. At least we got an idea of.
Yeah.
And if we take the one from Beacon down, we can let it go if we decide.
Right. Right. Yeah, as long as we got something to replace it with, because we don't want to be short.
For the rest of.
But like I say, you got three of them down, so you can't afford to have any more. But yeah.
That's the one, well, them parts ain't here yet. The walking beam broke. Mm-hmm. Them parts will be here in the morning.
So. Yeah. Yeah, see what, see what you can get for it.
Keep putting money, small numbers, they keep adding up.
Well, they do. They definitely do. Yeah.
So you think we list it?
Yeah, see what you get for it.
Take some pictures and put it on, and I'll set it up for next month's board meeting, and we'll decide.
Right. Yeah.
At least we'll have numbers to see what it's worth. And
yeah.
To go from, because the
right,
the two they got set up now, one's the one right now is 250. The next one, the end of the year, maybe first part of January, is 275. And prices are still climbing.
Yeah, they ain't gonna get any better for a while. And I'm sure there ain't a lot out there either.
No,
it's like pickup trucks. I mean, to find a pickup truck is like.
That's the other thing with that. Do we just write up a spec, put it in the paper, and
see what we get?
Because we've got to have something. We're down to two.
Yeah, yeah, I know. We should have done that last fall. But yeah, if you can't find it, then let's write it up and see what you get. See if anybody's going to bid it.
Because there's no more, even with the big plow trucks, the municipal discounts are all gone. Waiting amount of everything. The longer this goes, the worse it gets. That's what the guy at the meeting today said. The state, they had a state meeting last week, and that's, he said the municipal discounts, they were less, and he said they're going to be nothing before too long.
Are they still,
it's just
still
a
doing on
the razor prices? And
yeah, they're still doing on the state contract, though.
State contract, yeah. But where we used to get $10,000-$12,000 off, none more.
Right. Yeah.
Depressing.
Yep. Yeah. Hard to do business that way. What's your plan for this summer? I know you were talking about doing the school street.
I'm putting my bike list together now, so by the time they come in, we get billed. The first chip's payment, we'll get that back.
Now, they pay for the pipe too, like the storm drains and stuff? They'll pay for that, the chip roll?
Are we gonna dig that? Some of the pipes on the side should be changed.
Oh yeah, if you're gonna do that road, they should have all changed. That's been there 50 plus years, so. We have a lot of issues down on the other end, so.
That's the other issue at that end. There's a bunch of them, at least two, maybe three of them houses that the drains go into them pipes.
That's not our problem.
Because that could be an issue, once we start digging and put pipe in, we don't tie them back in.
I mean, if it's just a natural drain, that's not a big deal.
More than natural drain. They're septic.
Well, definitely not gonna put no more septic back in there.
Do you go door to door and explain to them what's gonna happen and rather than wait?
Do they all know?
Do we dig it up and?
Do they all know though? That's the thing. They're gonna know where the pipes go.
I don't know.
Well, can't we generate a letter to all the individuals on that road if anybody's?
Oh yeah, let them know we're gonna be digging it up and.
Because when that froze, I was the one down in that manhole and I know what was there.
Yeah, could do that.
Not just washing machine water or cellar water. Just, you start a project, then you get more. You get put on hold or. There was good word of quite a bit more, I don't know how much more money we'll see, but big number increase in our chips funds.
Right. Well, that's what I was thinking, if we're not gonna do, if we're gonna mainly do, you know, just that and then maybe do the parking lot here, we could probably take some of that chip money and buy a bucket truck. Because we gotta find a good bucket truck, we'll definitely have it for 10 years. Not maybe a backhoe. Find a good used backhoe and a used bucket truck.
Now that looking for.
We can use that.
Pretty much anything you see is chip hop.
Oh yeah.
Keep looking. But roads are in bad enough shape. Hate to take chips money. We have to do, Miller Road's gotta be done this year. It ain't gonna make another win.
No.
Not
that's all little trucks going over it.
Miller Road and technically Stop Road.
So better save it for that then.
There's quite a few falling apart pretty bad. Bashaw's going quick. You name it. You try to pick the high traffic roads, but.
Right. Yeah, well, let's scrap that idea for now then. See what we get for chip money. They're gonna increase it. Okay. What else you got?
Do you still wanna do the Eaton Town truck?
Yeah, oh, definitely. For $10,000?
Pre-approved.
Yeah. Definitely, they're willing to let it go. Definitely, be an extra truck, that's for sure.
You still utilizing Todd Gunmore?
We cut him back to just snowstorms. It wasn't, when it was cold there in January, we weren't doing enough. I mean, we were busy in the shop, but not to need him every day. Todd and Gary and Derek. Well, Todd had tested positive for COVID last week.
Yeah.
So he didn't work the last big storms. Gary and Derek bailed us out as far as keeping stuff open at night.
Okay. All righty. Okay, I guess on this $110,000 that we got for tax, is that agreeable with the board to use that for a truck? We get a motion to use that toward the new truck, new plow truck?
I made a motion to put that in the account to start a truck fund for highway.
Just a quick discussion, please, before we vote. Is there anything from the county that it's got to be tied to, anything at all?
No.
There's no holes, none whatsoever?
Renee called the state controller and said it's not earmarked for anything, that we can use it for what we want.
Okay.
Yeah, she already got that. Okay.
Thank you. I'll second it.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, carried. Thank you. Okay, library. Art got stuck down in Florida, or not Florida, Pennsylvania. So he's our library guy. He says they're still open. They had, the committee, I guess, recommended to go with the three substitute hires for the librarian. They're going to be Stacy Brooks, Lisa DeLong, and Norma Menard. Were officially hired with Tim and I abstaining. So I guess that's the way they're going to run it. Their librarian is going to be on a rotating basis. Urban, anything else to add to?
No. We had a meeting. The last meeting the library had was just to discuss the issue with the employees that they were going to go with co-directors. We've got three co-directors right now. They seem to be working well together, so the board in support of keeping them in a permanent capacity.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah?
Just stepping back for a minute for the highway. You made a new appointment, Chris?
Yes.
Am I elaborating to everybody?
Deputy is Derek McDonald.
Deputy Supervisor? Okay.
Good, thank you.
All right. Dog control, Stacy?
Everything's going good. Have a gentleman that reached out to me for an eviction. Wanted dog control to be there in case they didn't take their dog. The initial date, the first date was on a Thursday, which is one of the days that I'm off. So I told him I could be there. The date got changed to a Tuesday, and it's the day that I'm working. I did contact Jody, another dog control officer, that said that if they needed him, he would be on standby. If they did not take their dog, he would go and seize. He would go and collect the dog for me, and I would just grab the dog afterward.
Okay.
Other than that, I did send in the reports. A lot of phone calls on dogs that are outside in the cold, but they do have shelter, they have food, they have water, nothing that we can do about it. Mm-hmm. State troopers have been in contact with the one.
Yeah, seeing your report. Yeah.
So other than that, that's it, not a whole lot.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Stacy. Beautification.
Nothing to report this morning.
Nothing, okay, thank you. Youth program, no one, story, and nothing. Mr. Assessor, anything to say?
Citizens of Moors, black times have come upon us. Town library assessment. I'm forced to do it because to maintain the senior citizens who are numerous in this town will lose part of their exemption. So the town, the county, the state has sent me volumes of suggestions. Some of the suggestions are outlandish. I mean, way out there, $100,000 reassessment on houses. It's a small town. We can't do it. I'm trying to temper it so that it comes into the $30,000, $40,000 assessment. The houses are selling outrageous. Anybody's got a house to sell, now's the time. Don't wait. But trying my best, my limited capacity to temper that. It will come out for the school year, probably come out around May then, and my office will be open for a consultation after that. I have to take a number.
Yeah.
We launch. Trying to do as good a job as I can with my network, but they went on outlandish places. They want to raise everybody's going to get a raise. Everybody, including the assessor. So, you want to know what it is? Call me up any day. Bring me to the office on a Tuesday. I'm here all day Tuesday. Come in, sit. Take a look at it if you would so desire. If not, wait till May. Sign this. I'm told it over again. It's got to end sometime. But the people that live in this town, it's great. Pay high taxes. The people that leave get all sorts of money for the house. Hold back on the people that are sick. It's a no-win situation. Any questions? You have to answer anybody's question. Is that a question, miss?
Is grievance day in May? Is that when grievance day is?
Yeah, in May, in June. I think it's the second or first Tuesday of June. Sign you up now?
Okay. You think maybe they could change it to grievance month?
Right.
Might turn out that way. Bring the lunch.
I don't know, I don't understand it because we reassessed the last 3 out of 4 years and how could it still be off $100,000? That just kind of blows my mind. Somebody wasn't doing their job apparently originally because, I don't know. What you gonna do?
No, it's the state that's putting this on. It's not just the town of Lawrence.
No.
The whole state, no matter where you go. Long Island, downstate, every place. Houses are selling like crazy, except in New York City.
Let's band together and tell them we're not increasing any taxes. Get everybody together and do it.
Great, you know we should get? Trucks, lock them out.
Yeah,
well. I don't know. So you're convincing.
Yeah.
If you come over, bring lunch.
All right.
Any questions?
Thanks, Larry.
You're welcome.
Fire department has, Chris said, Todd Gumlaw, the fire chief's got COVID, so I don't have a report for the fire department. EMS, I do have a report for the EMS. For the month of January, total cause of 109 calls, 40 in Champlain, 35 in Moores, and 34 in Rosses Point. Okay. Court. Just to let the board know that this little box sitting here in front of me is the court files. We have to look through them and sign off on them saying that they're A-okay.
Do you want me to read the first resolution for that?
Sure.
Okay. Whereas section 2019A of the Uniform Justice Court Act requires that the town and village justices annually provide their court records and dockets to their respective town and village auditing boards to be examined and or audited and be entered into the minutes of the board's proceedings. Be it hereby resolved that as per section 2019A of the Uniform Justice Court Act, the Town of Moores Justices shall annually provide to the Town Board their court records and or dockets for an audit whereby results shall be noted in the minutes of the said Town Board.
Okay, thank you. Okay, any questions on that?
Can I get a motion?
Okay.
Motion to accept it?
Yep.
I'll make a motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. OK. Okay, cemeteries. I got a letter from the lady. I'm going to give it to Vicki, but I see she's not here. From the Daughters of the American Revolution. They have a grave site over here that they want to put a plaque on. I got a picture of it here, so I'll get that to Vicki. And come spring, she can. But they just want a letter from the town saying it's okay for them to go in and put the plaque on the cemetery. As we're the rightful owners of the cemetery now, so. Okay.
Is it their family member?
Yeah, it's a relative, yeah.
Nice.
Yep. Old business. That's under old business. We covered everything, so. Nothing? No? New business. Nothing or new business.
Did we go more around? You see all the lights, streetlights?
Oh yeah. Forgot to mention that. Yeah. I haven't got a notice.
Very
noticeable. You know, it makes a big difference. They put all the new LED streetlights in here the last couple weeks. They missed one over by in front of the Mountain Mark. I don't know if they couldn't get it off in a while, but yeah, they are quite a bit brighter than the other ones. And hopefully we'll save a little bit on electricity. But yeah.
Is that the one where we had to get 10 people to sign up for?
Yep.
That's the one, we got it?
Yep, we got it. Okay, it cost us $5,000 to have them switch them all. And the solar company up here in Ashline Farm, they made a deal with us that if they've got 10 people to sign up on their solar thing, they would pay the $5,000. And we did, so actually it didn't cost us anything. They were free. And actually this was went back to way back in March, so they finally got them here in January and put them up. They were supposed to do it that last summer, so. So that project is done, I hope. Okay, anything else under new business? No? Financials. Kelly?
So I have the end of the year budget modifications. In the general fund, move $67.09 from contingency A1990.4 to dog control, to move $620.11 contingency A1990.4 to highway superintendent contractual, and to move $353.93 from contingency A1990.4 to street lighting. And then in the highway fund, to move $5,849.63 from machinery equipment to repairs personnel services, to move $651.45 from machinery equipment to repairs contractual, to move $435.76 from machinery equipment to capital outlay, and with the Moore's Light Fund to debit $200.17 from due from other funds and credit to streetlight contractual.
Okay. Any questions?
What's the purpose of moving these?
Close out the 2021 budget.
Is it because bills weren't paid or?
Right, they were overspent. And these are the zero amount, so we could close out the 2021. The dog control one, what we did was we paid the shelter contract back in December when we got the notice, so that's why it was short. But this year it's going to catch up with it, so we should be fine. It'll roll over, but that's why that one was short. The highway is just, that's why he's got a contingency budget. It's money to help pay stuff that he ran over on. And the street lightings, we went over on the street lighting, actually both the Moore's work. So hopefully now with these LED lights, we should be hopefully fine this year. We won't run over. And again, the highway is just money that he went over. The payroll, that first one, the 5,000 was payroll and the service work. And then the machinery, it's more or less zero out all the budget items, so we close it out.
Is that in addition to the monies that we took, the $60,000,
correct,
$40,000, this is above and beyond?
Right.
To make us whole?
Yeah. Well, we paid, when we got the money from the CHIPS money, we got paid back the $60,000 or $80,000, whatever it was. That automatically come back out to pay the other accounts, but now that, when we close out the accounts for the year, it have to be zero, or the computer won't take them, so we gotta move the money around to.
So we're taking it out of general fund or contingency?
Both, contingency, yep, mostly coming out of contingency, which is what it's for.
Okay.
To run you run over, yep. Okay. Any other questions? A motion?
I'll make a motion, Judge.
Urban? I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Carry. Okay, thank you. Anything else? No? Calvin?
Yes, sir. I'll take my mask off, sir.
Okay.
Even though it's really good. Nobody else would look this bad. Your $110,775.71.
Yep. That's it.
Okay, sales tax, I know the press did a little story on it. The sales tax money, based on the projections, because Mike Drew and his crew in the office always project low to be on the safe side, so they don't project too much and you end up with a deficit. So, for the town's portion, over all the towns, we're 2.9 million over the projected amount, but for the actual from 2020 to 2021, the actual, we increased $1,739,000, 13% increase over 2020, which is really kind of unexpected. I think all this money people got, the stimulus money, they spent it. And of course, now with the internet and online shopping and stuff, if you pay it, buy something online, you do pay tax on it. It doesn't help the local businessman make a living. At least the money, tax money, comes back to the community. So you can't buy something in Illinois and not pay taxes on it. Now, if you do, you're still getting sales tax money off the online sales. For Moore's, the amount that the overage check was at $110,775.71.
It's got one there for like missile
base.
Something missile base they want to use for missile base.
A year ago, Morris came in with $38,000 over a year ago. So that was well done, I think. $38,000.
Yeah.
I'll touch briefly on the assessment. When it comes to the sales tax money, your assessment helps decide what your share is going to be.
Really?
Yeah.
How does that work?
It's assessed value of each community decides how much of the sales tax money. It's not where the sales tax money is generated,
mm-hmm.
because if that were the case, Plattsburgh would be getting 90% of it. But it's generated throughout the county, and it's based on your assessment. So being at the what the state calls 100%
right.
value isn't a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
And let's face it, if everybody 50% of their assessment, and the taxes you want to raise didn't increase at all, you wouldn't pay any more tax.
Right. Right.
It's only if mine go up, mine double, and Larry Wolf stay the same, well, I'll be paying more. But if everybody goes up the same amount, because the amount you pay is based on the tax levy.
Right.
So right. having a higher assessment isn't going to affect your tax levy as far as the town is concerned. Now, it affects county, it affects school, but as far as the town, you're all in the same boat. Otherwise, it's just like the tide.
Well, that's the thing. If if everything stayed even, we could lower taxes, but everything else goes up, your insurance and everything else. So.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. Your assessment isn't going to change that. The tax levy is
right.
Your
tax levy is, yeah.
Your assessment is going to determine
right, and that's what your
portion
paying.
Of it is.
Yep.
So if everybody is in that same boat and the tide goes up and we all rise the same amount,
mm-hmm.
and we don't pay any more tax, we pay tax more if you guys say that you need more money.
Yeah.
That's incorrect what you're saying.
Okay, I figure.
If you're saying the tax assessment is going up $50,000,
they would have to decrease the tax levy accordingly to pay for me to pay the same that I'm paying now.
No, no, they're going to generate, they need X number of dollars. And your portion of that is based on what you're assessed at. So if everybody rises the same percentage.
And they decrease the tax levy the same percentage.
No, no, no.
Everybody's paying the same.
No, no, no.
Yes, yes, yes.
I think where the confusion is that the town usually takes the maximum allotted budget that they're allowed with that 2% increase. We're always at the cap. If they didn't take the cap and they really just budgeted for what we needed, then that might apply. I'm not 100% sure. But I think that since we're at the maximum of the tax cap, that 2% tax cap every year, that you're right, they're going to need to lower those.
If the town says they need, just throw a nice little figure out there, $100,000, everybody in town is going to pay that. So if the town doesn't increase that $100,000 and everybody goes up the same amount, you're not going to pay any more. That's math. It's basic math. You're not going to pay any more if everybody rises the same.
So you're saying
if you rise more than me, you're going to pay more. Yes.
So you're saying my assessment goes from $100,000 to $200,000. My tax bill this year is going to be the same as it is now?
As far as the town is concerned, yes.
No.
As far as your wallet is concerned, no.
As far as your, I'm sorry, it's math. It's
right, it's not. You're doubling it. So the tax rate for the
not if the tax levy doesn't go up. Larry?
If everybody pays the same rate, I reassess. The town has so much money to make. So if the assessment is high, everybody pays whatever the amount. In other words, we divide the whole town, divide this whole room by, say, this room has to pay $1,000. So if there's 20 people in here, that's $500.
Right. Yeah. So you're paying more next year than you are this year.
Right. But what he's saying is, if his goes up $100,000 and our tax rate is, say, $8 a thousand, he's going to pay more money.
You're going to have to lower the tax rate.
You're not going to lower the tax rate because now your assessment is higher.
Right. So if you can lower it, yeah.
You can.
You have to.
If your tax levy stays the same.
Right. But what about all my costs of insurance and tax?
Then you're talking increasing the tax levy. If your tax levy is here.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Yeah, you lower it.
You need to get $100 from me and $100 from him and everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That isn't going to change if your tax levy stays the same. Now, if you increase your tax levy, yes, your taxes will go up. But if everybody's assessment goes up the same amount, it won't increase your individual taxes. Because I'm still responsible for whatever percentage of the town budget that I was before.
Right.
That hasn't changed. So if I'm paying 2% of that $100,000, I'm still going to pay 2% of that $100,000 because everybody increase the same amount. It's.
Could I add an addendum to my report?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. We have solar panels in this town. When I assess them on cost, $13 million. I split it between construction and actual physical stuff, buildings and more stuff. I figured $6 million. So I broke it into $1,500,000 for each of the four parcels. This is the original one, which is great. Ambulance district, it's a good. The lighting district, the fire department, everything else. The state got involved, which they never did before. That's an antique way of doing it. I have to do it the state way now. State way. Cap of $500,000 on each policy, on each plan. So I'm still waiting for paperwork on this. I like my way better because the ambulance and the fire department did better. Their assessment. They got money from $1,500,000 as opposed to $500,000. I'm supposed to get it. January, they were supposed to send it to me. Is this January? I'm still waiting to find out what the filing is. But they're going to cut down, they're going to put a cap on how much I can put on. It's like railroads and utilities. The state caps it. I don't. I like my way better, because the town made up, but it's not up to me.
Is that because it's a pilot program? Considered a pilot program?
Who knows? Pilot programs, anybody can get a pilot, you can get a pilot program if you want. You can just go out and say, I want a pilot.
Yeah, they're, the exemption's different when it's a pilot program.
Right, the pilot program is we get money off the pilot, we don't get any.
You get money with the pilot.
We don't get any through taxes, the only one gets taxes is the special districts. Your fire and EMS and lighting district.
That's why they want to change it.
Well, sure they do, and they get, as soon as I get something, I'll present it to you guys, okay?
Okay.
So we have a fifth solar farm coming in, it's going in front of the zoning board next week.
Okay, you have more than one, you have the one across the street, you have four of the original ones, and then you have the fifth one across the street. There's another one on just east of the one across the street that's coming in. I don't know how big it is.
So we're tackling that next week at the zoning board.
Oh, you are? How big is it?
$6.5 million is their projected cost. So when you take $6.5 million times the tax rate, the current tax rate for the town of Morris is, that works to be over $46,000 in taxes that that one farm, if it was assessed at $6.5 million, would generate for the town of Morris.
But we can't tax.
It would, because they're pilot programs. The state says we have to go through with the pilot program.
What would the town get from that?
Then why do we need another solar farm? What are we benefiting from it?
That's a question for the.
We're getting off to one more now, we're probably getting $25,000 a year. But the problem with those is you gotta take that off the top of your taxes. It's not, you gotta subtract it from your tax base, it's not extra on top. It's just another business. All it is.
But doesn't it affect our assessment?
Well, it gives you more,
No, it gives you.
More.
What should we say, some spending money here.
And it helps the special districts.
Special districts.
See, those are negotiated through the IDA, that we have no say in it.
We have, this one, I said, I called up Plattsburgh and got ahold of Miranda, who's in there, and she says, you can put, leave it at $1,500,000, a parcel. But you're gonna be taking the small claims court.
Right.
So.
Won't be here.
So I don't want to spend a lot of miles for nothing.
Yeah.
Because anytime I've gone to small claims court, they have people that.
Oh yeah, these guys.
Are not savvy to what's going on. In other words, no offense, retired judges, something like that, they told them $500 a commandment into the case. They have anything, knowledge of taxes or assessment or anything.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
No more than the.
Calvin, continue.
That's a problem with pilot programs too. They go for 15 years and like Miramar Shopping Center, that didn't last 15 years.
Yeah.
But when I was here, all they did was pay the pilot, pay the little taxes.
Yeah.
I don't know what's beneficial for the community, but I hope that overall, in the long run, it will be. On another topic, you may have seen some stuff, articles too, about the convenience stations. Rest assured, your Moore's one is not going to be impacted at all. Well, the only way it might be impacted is it might get more business. It'll be finalized tomorrow at the county legislature meeting. We've run it through a committee, we ran it through a finance committee. And Casella's come up with an idea. I'm not 100% convinced of it, but because it was beneficial to Moore's, I didn't argue the point. Instead of $3.50 a sticker at Schuyler Falls and at Moore's, you're going to drop it to $3.
You're talking about waste management?
Yeah, the landfill.
Convenience station, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever your convenience station's called.
Yeah. I call mine Mount Mark.
Anyway, where you bring your garbage. They're going to drop the sticker price to $3 a thousand. Part of the reason that they're going to be closing some stations, but I won't mention that because it's not finalized as of, it'll be finalized 24 hours from now, but right now it's not. But Moore's is going to stay open. They're They're claiming they're losing $400,000 a year, so this will get their losses down to 200 and some odd thousand. They're going to be talking to the towns about maybe working with them. I know in Alabama Seasons in Champlain, they did it before, cleaning out some of the snow removal.
No.
But they'll be doing that individually, talking to the highway superintendent and working out a plan there. And I'm pretty sure the county is leaning. Did you guys stay with the county as far as doing county roads this year?
We just signed a 3-year contract.
Okay. So I think the other legislators are on board with this, that we would include the convenience stations as part of our county town contract. So it wouldn't be
falling on what's falling on the town.
County would eat most of that expense. But
again,
Casella's going to be working with the highway departments to come up with a plan to, obviously it's not going to be, I don't think, as clean as they are now.
Right.
There's a snowstorm going on, the snowplow, they can't be spending an hour and a half going through every nook and cranny and then drop off, just maybe clean out a good open pass, you can get in and out of there, and then again, they'll be working to get that done. So what they're going to be showing is that they'll be taking a bigger loss at Moores and Schuyler Falls, because I think their overall plan would be 20 years from now, they'd like to have just Moores and Schuyler Falls open and have everybody have a hauler instead of bringing their own garbage.
Mm-hmm.
But, we're battling that as hard as we can to keep that convenience in their convenience stations. Another note, thanks to cooperation from Urban Briette, county didn't get that tree cut on the corner of Eric and La Valley Road.
Yep.
Even though it's a county road, I think it's a town, I know it's a town decision. I mentioned to you before a couple months ago about thinking about lowering that speed limit from maybe just for the trailer park. The trailer park begins at Trombley's Trailer Park.
And that's what, 40, was it 40 or 45 through there?
It's 55 right now.
I don't think so.
It's 55.
The curve is 40 and then it goes back up.
Yeah, all it is a curve.
It's just a curve. The curve is 40.
To go to 45, I think, would be logical, because let's face it, if the speed limit is 55, people are going through there at 60. I would hate to live in that stretch and have traffic going by me at that rate. That's one of the most congested areas as far as homes in your old township. So I think you guys ought to give some thought to lowering it to 45. I wouldn't go any lower than 45.
Now, we addressed a letter to the county or the state? Because it's a county road, right?
It's a county road. Start with the county.
They would have to.
Then we'd go, it has to go, it's going to be state approval.
Right. Okay, so we'll send a letter to the county.
Carl Weiss doesn't have the final decision.
County highway.
Do the study and do all this stuff.
Why don't we do, like you said, a feasibility study and have them put up those sensors that they put up to see exactly what the speed limit is.
Oh, very fast. As long as they aren't writing tickets at the same time.
3 years ago, they wiped out my engine and the whole truck.
Somebody drove.
Oh, yeah. Lost in the curve.
He was drunk.
I think 45 would be reasonable. If you go much lower than that, then you're going to have the sheriff's department, the state police sitting there writing tickets all day. Because people probably was,
they can sit there right now and write tickets.
Well, they could do it. They probably could, because it's at 55. But I think 45 to me would be reasonable. But again, it's the town.
Okay.
Decision.
Yeah. We'll draw up a letter and we'll get it down to the county. Send it to Carl. Is that where we send it?
Carl, and I'll touch bases with him if that's what you guys want to do. Because I feel a lot safer pulling off the Harriet Road now that tree is gone. It's still, somebody's going through there 55, 60 miles an hour, it's still.
They get there in a hurry.
And then once you get past there, there's a lot of twists and turns.
Oh,
and
yeah. Yep.
I would feel very, very unsafe about it in that area.
Yep, for sure.
Jeff, I've had many complaints in the office too about that.
Oh, yeah.
People who come in that area.
Yeah, it's.
Besides Irving.
Yeah. Well, the trees are gone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank the county for doing it. The trees are gone, so that's one big improvement.
Especially in that trail park. Yeah.
That's what I'm for.
Yeah, I know, but even there, they complain about.
Now, it should be.
That's where I started, would be right.
Right, the driveway of that trailer park, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not gonna happen overnight.
Right.
I've been dealing with the state and Dan Steck's office for 6 months, trying to extend by the Hudson Headwaters. That's 55 right there. Push it back a few hundred feet, have it start 45 there, because it's, when you get to the shopping center, it's 45. So it starts, all the 45 starts just at the edge of where Hudson Headwaters is. So you got people turning in there and.
It's like pulling teeth. We did the same thing here. It's 30 stops just past Dragoons, and that's 45 all the way down to almost the Tappan Road. We want to keep it lower to 30 now that the post office and the dollar store and everything's there, but they said, no, been no accidents, we don't need to drop it. Were you gonna wait till somebody gets killed? You know? No, I don't know.
So we do the same thing down here on Hemingford Road.
Yeah.
Twice we tried.
Yeah, they put up over them signs too, like as you're going.
When it worked.
Could I say something on that matter, please?
Don't you think you said enough?
Yeah. It's odd that they've had that speed limit on that. There's many people have said to me when they come in between the session, do anything to talk to me, that stretch is very dangerous. And it's worrying that. And people, you know, hey, listen, we need all the loads we can get this down here. We're killing you.
Yeah.
My okay. Final thing is, I want to know why the new guy is the best looking sign.
Yeah, it's only him. The new guy.
New guy.
It's like a yellow stripe on the NASCAR.
Yeah. I forgot one thing. I lost my paper. I had to borrow Kelly's. I got a letter from, said I'm communicating with you today in connection with our 60th anniversary of the Cuban Missile Crisis commemorative amateur radio project. And our formal request to use the Morristown Garage as a site for our special events amateur radio station to be held in the fall. Attaches a PDF on the project, so he's also sending a copy to Larry. Larry Martin's our historian. So they're asking if we can use their missile base. So I guess that's kind of up to Chris, and we can talk about it, I guess, and see what they're. I don't know what they're planning on doing. I mean, there's not a lot of room in there.
Check with our insurance company to make sure that we'd be covered for them to be on site.
Well, that's a good idea.
Jeff, I did give you that poster too, I forgot. Talk today was people from the Troop B. The whole New York State Police are very shortly issuing their tests for state police. They're way down in their numbers. You think back 20 years ago, 2001 was the attack on 9/11, and they did a lot of hiring. And with state police, you can retire after 20 years. Yeah. So right now, their numbers are dropping, and they're really looking to get into communities. And they want to get police officers that are part of the community already, because they figure that's better policing.
How old are we going to be?
I think Larry going to be 20.
20.
Give me age limit.
You're gonna be younger than Larry. they told me that as far as recruiting, they go up to 36, but only if it's somebody that's been in the military and has a good record in the military, and you're applying as a veteran, they'll look at you up to age 36. But it starts at age 20. The number on there is 58,000 something that you start at. Within a year, you're up to 80 what, Kelly?
82, almost 83.
And within 5 years, I think you're making about $100,000.
Yeah.
So it's a very good job. So they're going to be actively recruiting. We've got a meeting on the 23rd at the community where I represent the county as a public safety chairperson. But this will be more and more. If you could scan that, get that scanned and put on, do you have a town website or?
Yeah, we got a bulletin board. We'll put on a bulletin board.
We'll put it on a website too.
We'll probably even put on our big sign out there.
Yeah. Okay. There's a www there to go to for the
sign up.
Give you the information as far as the dates and stuff for the test.
Okay. All right.
Having local people be in the police force, I think, is a good idea.
Yeah.
Yes, on the ham radio, they have their own insurance, their certificate of insurance.
They have their own insurance?
Yeah, we just have to ask for a copy of their insurance.
Okay.
If they want to use the missile base.
So what?
Yeah, so they carry $1 million.
$1 million, yeah.
What's the board's?
Does it give the exact dates yet or not?
As far as I know, yeah.
They don't have exact dates yet.
No?
They don't have the exact dates.
Okay, I didn't read the whole thing yet.
Sometime September or October.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem making a motion to allow them to use the area, unless you guys want to table it and revisit it next month.
It's up to the board. Got a motion from Irvin. Got a second? Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Carried. Okay, I will send them back a notice, tell them they're good to go. I'll give them your number, Chris, and they can get you to get unlocked and maybe might want to talk to them. I don't know what they're planning on doing, but. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. That it, Calvin? You're good? Okay, anybody else for the board?
We had a bylaws meeting.
Okay.
Couple weeks ago. We were wondering if the board has any documentation from the last time that the bylaws were changed, maps, any notes. There was a bylaw committee. The current bylaws that we have are scanned in to be published on the website, so they're not, we don't have a document that we can modify. I was wondering if.
I know they had a committee, but I'm not sure if they got any, I can have it ready and look and see.
Yeah.
There's anything, any information or not.
Did Jason find some stuff?
I asked Jason today before because I wanted to, there was a map from.
I know he looked.
A very old map that doesn't have districts on it. He said that he couldn't get a straight answer about the type of bylaws, so we could go in and edit certain portions. And that's it.
Okay.
Well, should be able to get a hard copy somewhere.
What's that?
There should have been a hard copy saved somewhere.
It was typed on a computer, so there should be a document saved somewhere. It was in 13? 2011.
Okay, I'll check it out and see what we can come up with. Anything else?
I have another question. Were the departments and special districts that were affected by the state lowering the assessments from 1.5 per farm to 500,000, had they already budgeted for that revenue? Or is that just for next year?
What are you saying?
The special districts per farm, solar farms were assessed at 1.5. Were those districts, had they already budgeted for receiving funds based at $1.5 million of assessment?
If that's what they are assessed at, yeah.
And now we're dropping it down to 500,000. Are they going to lose that revenue?
So right.
They're all going to have to rebudget.
The special districts are going to lose it, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yep.
I haven't got any paperwork on it.
Nothing yet.
No paperwork.
Okay.
That should be for next year though, right?
Right.
Yep.
Right.
22.
Yeah.
For each year, for the fall. Yeah. The school's starting.
Okay.
The fall.
Anything else? I'll entertain a motion to close.
I make a motion.
Okay. I'll second.
Do you want to pause, review, and then accept the review?
Review for?
The court records, because we have to do a resolution after.
Okay, well, I already did it, so. But yeah, we can.
So we can stop and then?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.